So, from the Caribbean Sea to an island town near you, I have the Monk Seals here with me today to talk to you about their new soulful single, You Can Fly, a heartfelt new single well-timed with New Zealand Music Month. So, Yannick, how are we today?
Yeah, not too bad, eh? Just cruising and bruising, I guess. It's a lovely weather.
Oh, lucky. Are you staying? Is it quite cold? Whereabouts are you actually?
Christchurch.
Yeah. Is it quite cold up there yet? Or?
Quite cold. It is. It's been very cold.
It's been getting pretty like chilly down here as well. So.
Yeah, it's like winter's come like super early, eh? I don't know. Not the autumn I was hoping for, but nah, it's so well. Still soak it up, eh?
What would you say your like favourite season is?
Oh, summer, man.
Yeah.
It'd have to be summer, yeah.
Yeah.
You get all the summer festivals and stuff, and it's just a crazy time, you know. Goes way too fast though, every time.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with that. Like, I feel like summer's also like my favourite as well. Just like all of the like good fruit as well.
All the good what, sir?
All the good fruit, like.
Oh yeah,
like, so how does it feel having You Can Fly released?
Like a weight off the back of my shoulders, it sure is. I don't know, it's always nice, you know, putting so much work into something and then finally being able to listen to it on Spotify or whatever. I don't know, yeah, just really rewarding, you know.
Yeah, had you been working on it for quite a while, or?
Sorry, what was that?
Had you been working on it for quite a while?
I guess so. I don't know when we really started this one. I had it at least a year ago, you know. It was kind of just something I was kind of working on my own time. And then I brought it to the boys later and it kind of came, you know, all together and stuff. But I don't know, we recorded it. Start of the year, halfway through last year, sorry. So we've had a bit of time, you know, just letting it simmer and getting all the right touch-ups before it's ready to actually be released, you know?
Because I was actually just having a wee listen beforehand, and, like, I just think it's, like, it's a really nice, like, touch to your discography. I don't know, I think... different vibes as well, but it really does like hit some chords, you know, with people. So yeah, good on you. Yeah.
Thank you. I think it's really important to, you know, always spice it up and give the audience something new. Never want to stick to the same old stuff too much. It's fun to branch out and see what other genres and kind of different other places your music can go and different ways it can sound. I don't know, it's all part of the creative process, you know. Makes it a lot funner.
And I was gonna ask, what's the story behind the song?
The story?
Yeah. Or like the inspiration, I guess.
I think it's all about, you know, just being young and having to cope with, you know, the pressures of life and the expectations. And there's just, you know, there's just so much option for us these days, and I feel like, you know, we're at a weird age where there's so many options that it's like, which is going to be the right option? And I don't know, we're dealing with a lot of stuff, you know. It's a new generation, and we're dealing with new... new stuff that we got to deal with, and I don't know, this is kind of just speaking on behalf of, you know, when we're not feeling so good and we're getting a little bit lost in lore, and I don't know.
That's so true. Because I think definitely, like, recently even myself, I've been thinking about like the different kind of pathways that like you could go down and like how many different options there are, and like it definitely leaves you feeling pretty lost, you know. Do you reckon you kind of bring kind of this era of life into your other music as well?
Um, Yeah, I reckon it'll always be different, you know. We'll always try to do something different, and I'm sure you're gonna hear more songs like this. You know, we'll give you some nice hard rock and roll filthy stuff, and then also every now and then might pop out something that's just a little bit more real and down to earth, and then we'll do something a little bit more like this, and then something a little bit more like that, and you know, just have like a whole colourful canvas going on.
Yeah.
So you can pick and choose what you like, and there'll be someone for everyone, something for everyone, you know, in our catalogue.
I was going to say, I mean, it's great, you know, it keeps us on our toes as well. Like, anticipating.
Yeah, you never know what's going to come next, right?
And I guess this is a bit more of another kind of, like, hard, like, question, but, like, how do you deal with artist's block, or, like, if that's been something you've experienced?
Artist block? I don't know. It just comes in waves, and you just got to find your moments when it actually does. I heard a good technique is not trying to perfect your lyrics before you've even started writing them, you know.
Mm.
Sometimes you just got to write down shit. You know, excuse my French. sometimes you just got to write down stuff, and whatever comes out, you know.
Yeah.
And then you go back and maybe something good actually pops out of there, you know. But at least you're getting past that, you know, perfecting things too early. Otherwise you write something down, but then you don't, because you don't think it's perfect yet, and you're not going to get anywhere like that. So as long as you just write something and then do the perfections later, find the gems and do the perfections on the way, you know. Don't just stop yourself too early before you can get anything out.
Yeah, no, I think that's actually a really important thing to, like, note. Because I feel like a lot of people, yeah, kind of, like, shoot themselves in the leg, you know, before they've even, like, let themselves almost explore, like, the full, like, range of, like, their capability. Like, they'll just be like, oh, no, like, they'll, like, critique themselves or, like, yeah, like, self-criticize themselves a bit too much. And then it's like, oh, like, that could have been something
and
so
least,
cool.
At least that way you're practicing, you know.
Yeah.
And practice makes perfect, so.
Yeah.
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 All of that.
Yeah, and I guess just like where can we see you next? Like, what's in store for the future?
We've got some pretty exciting stuff going on. We're gonna have a EP in the coming months, probably before August sometime, because we are planning an August tour.
Oh, nice!
Which we've been real super excited about. Later information on that will be coming. I don't know, so that's going to be real exciting. This new EP that we're going to be bringing out is super filthy, so a bit of a contrast to this song, which still will be on it, but, you know, it goes to show there'll be lots of different sounding songs on the EP, but, so super stoked on that, and, always working, always onto something, so just, you know, look in our socials for what we're up to next. And
I mean, if you want to plug your socials, like, please feel free.
Oh yeah, just go Instagram. That's all I care about, really. Just monk_seals, no caps. And follow us on that and be notified and stuff.
Get those bell notifications on. So is the August tour is that going to be just like South Island, or is kind of like a whole New Zealand?
So we're going to be hitting Wally. It's pretty exciting. Also, we'll be coming down to Dunedin.
Oh, nice.
Super sick. And Christchurch. We're going to be playing at the church, and maybe another destination, but we're not sure.
No.
We're going to see about it.
Yeah. No, awesome. Well,
just a little one.
Oh? Yeah, no, thank you so much for coming on today. Like, this has been great. And this is super, like, exciting news, like, little tour coming up and the EP releasing really soon as well. But yeah. Thank you so much for being here, Yannick. Like, yeah.
Hada, thanks for having me. It's been great talking.
Yeah, no worries. And, yeah, so we have got You Can Fly by the Monk Seals coming up right now. So hope you enjoy and stay tuned.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.